Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
I don't know how many more of these stories I can actually do. You just shot an unarmed man, witness says. Police shoot his friend with his hands up in the air. 5 months after the Fairfax County, Virginia police shot and killed 46-year-old father and husband John Greer in his home. The police investigation into the shooting has still yet to be completed. Forget about justice in a timely fashion, folks. Listen to this disturbing story.
The friend of John Greer, an unarmed man who was shot and killed by Fairfax County police, demands some answers tonight.
5 months after this deadly shooting, prosecutors have yet to determine whether to charge the officers. And as Northern Virginia BR Chief Jeff Goldberg explains, John Greer's loved ones remain outraged. They're calling for action.
We don't know because we haven't been told anything.
Jeff Stewart says he has waited a long time to speak out. But the waiting is over.
At this point, we're looking for answers.
On August 29th of last year, Stewart was planning to go golfing with 46-year-old John Greer, his friend of 25 years.
All-around decent guy. You know, a father, a friend.
Greer was living with his common-law wife, Maura, and their two daughters in their Springfield townhome. The couple was having problems, and that morning, Maura had announced she was leaving him.
It just hit him really hard that she was moving out.
Greer's anger growing, Maura, crying and distraught, called police as well as Stewart. When Stewart arrived at the house, he saw two Fairfax County police officers in the front yard with their guns pointed at Greer, who was standing in the doorway. Over the course of 30 to 45 minutes, Stewart says Greer acknowledged to police he had been drinking and that he did have a gun in the home, but not on him.
His hands were resting on top of the door. It looked like he just got tired of holding his hands up there. He began to slide his hands slowly down the door. You could see his palms. And when his hands were at about face height, one of the officers shot him in the chest. The first words out of my mouth were, "You just shot an unarmed man."
Greer, reeling from the shot, was able to close the door behind him. A police presence growing around them, Stewart sent Greer a text he still has in his phone.
"John, end this now and get to a hospital. It's not your time to go."
Greer died inside the home. In response to this story, Fairfax County Police tell us the agency cannot yet answer questions on this matter, saying it is being fully investigated and it is an extensive, comprehensive process. Jeff Stewart says he understands the challenges, but is left with one lingering thought.
"I find it hard to believe that had a citizen shot an unarmed man standing in the front door of his home, that it would be 5 months before we would know the outcome of that case."
That is always what I come to. If it's a citizen, if it's, I hate to use that word that he just used, but if it's you or I, Dave, Sean, who did the same sort of thing, would we see the same sort of stalling tactics and cover-up take place? And the answer is no.
Of course not.
Only if I was rich.
Well, even if you were rich, man, you could have all the money in the world.
Affluenza.
That influenza claim.
Yeah, all right.
It is really ridiculous. You know, we covered a story from Charlotte, North Carolina that happened back in September of this past year. A guy was in a car accident. A 24-year-old guy was a football star from Florida here. And he walked up to a house about a half mile from where the accident happened. And the lady got freaked. She called the cops. He started walking back to the accident scene. The cops showed up and killed him, murdered him right on the scene there, thinking he was a bad guy. You know, we see this stuff all the time, Bob. It's ridiculous.
Then we heard this
story.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a police state without a doubt, and there's little to no justice being served with these cops doing what they're doing. And I think the most startling case of late that I heard along the same lines is and by the way, these stories are a dime a dozen these days.
Oh, they're all over the place.
There's no shortage.
Every day.
Every single day, without a doubt. But the most startling one I heard recently was this 90-pound, 18-year-old schizophrenic kid. You guys hear this one?
Yep.
He's pinned down. Yeah, I don't got time for this. The infamous quote.
Yep.
He's pinned down. He's got two officers on top of him. Okay? Another officer walks in the house, tases the kid twice. Then he says, I don't got time for this.
Mm-hmm.
Shoots the kid dead in front of his parents.
And all they were there was to help get him under control, to get him to the hospital, to get treatment. That's what
They helped, all right.
Yeah, to the morgue.
All right, so what's the moral of the story of the three things we just mentioned? The drunk guy, the kid, the football player, and the 90-pounder. What's the common thread?
Don't call the cops.
Exactly. Never call the police. My son was just here, you know, a couple weeks ago, and he borrowed my truck to go visit his friends up in Newport Richey, because he's never here. He hung out till, I know, late at night. Somebody broke into my truck, blah, blah, blah. Comes home, tells me the story, and I was like, did you call the cops? He's like, no. I was like, good. Nothing good would have come from that.
Is there ever a place to call the cops?
Yeah, to come get the body of the guy that tried to break into my house.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know, Bob. Nowadays, you know, I used to believe there was, but I can't say I can find a reason anymore, really.
I've had this conversation on my show before, and I'll open it up as well to callers, but I want to get your take on this. 800-313-9443. And I'll start with you, Dave. Do we need the police at all? Does it need to exist?
I do believe that we need some sort of, let's just go back to peace officer. You know, where you're paid by the people of this, the surrounding areas, just to keep the peace, not to enforce.
Is that a slippery slope?
Very slippery.
Oh, apparently it is. Because that's the way it started. And now we're in the police state.
I mean, could you envision a world where we don't have police? Period. And what would that consist of? I mean, if everyone's armed, would that suffice?
I don't know. You know, because if you actually do some research into, like, the Old West, it was a little bit messed up, you know.
They had the sheriff.
Yeah, but the sheriff wasn't there all the time, just like the cops can't be here all the time.
Exactly. What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm willing to give it a try.
The difference, in my opinion, Bob, is that, first of all, we have a hell of a lot more laws now than we did then. These people have been given a carte blanche. They're made to believe that they are almighty and that they don't have to follow the laws that they're enforcing. And I think that's where the problem lies. It's not having police or not having police. It's that they need to understand that they're there to enforce the law, but they also have to follow the same laws and the same guidelines that we all have to follow. You know, we interviewed Erickson Harrell this past weekend. And that's one guy I would love to have come to a scene that I needed an officer at. Now,
I don't know the name. Tell me about him.
Erickson Harrell. He was the officer arrested in Miami area for protesting in the Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, okay, yeah, now I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
I mean, he was a great interview. He is a stand-up guy. You know, now, whether he transferred that completely to his duties as a police officer, he sounds like it to me, at least. You know, Dave is totally anti-cop, and I think he walked away with a different feeling, at least with this one individual. Now, if we could have, you know, 5,000 of him on each police force, I would look at it differently. But I've gotten to the point now, because I used to be the guy that was like, oh, no, we have to have some law enforcement. But after reading all these articles, constantly, every day, somebody's getting murdered by police, and that's changed my opinion a little bit.
That's just the worst part, is getting murdered. How about all these people that are getting thrown in jail? I mean, for crying out loud.
Or anally probed, for that matter. Could you imagine getting anally probed? We'll pick this up when we come back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
I want to tell you about this former Bloomberg gun control ally that claimed this week that the group's objectives are far more radical than it has let on. We'll talk about that. That's really no surprise, but it's interesting to hear an insider blow the whistle on it. So we'll discuss that in just a moment or so. Well, we're talking a little bit about the police and the nature of the police and whether or not they serve a role at all, period. And I figured I'd open up the phone lines a bit. In addition to getting our guest's perspective on it, we have, if you're just tuning in, we have the benefit of Sean Raspatello and Dave Cunningham from Raz Radio in the First 52, and I'm glad that they could hang out with me tonight. I've been a guest on their show a few times now, and I figured, hey, we ought to have you on my show. We have such a good conversation. So here we are. And I will take some calls now, as I said. All right. Okay. Let's take a caller from Sovereign Man. What's up, Sovereign Man? Oh, geez. Should I imply by the name what you're going to say now?
Is my mic open?
Your mic is closed. Go ahead.
You guys. Hey, I think you're talking about democide.
Murder, oh, yeah, by suicide government? By cop.
Yeah.
Or murder by government, right, yeah.
Murder by government. It seems like this is becoming an escalation. Yeah. And I don't think it really has anything to do with having any more laws, ordinances, regulations. I just think, I think the police, quote unquote, need to be policed. Let's discuss, is your grand juries and start, you know, holding these individuals accountable, because obviously the foxes are guarding the hen house. I mean, you know, they do internal investigations and it seems like nobody ever gets, you know, prosecuted for their murder.
And the ones that get prosecuted walk. I mean, look what happened with Thomas Kelly. You know, it tends to be that the because they have that piece of tin on their chest, they're not susceptible to the same laws that we are. And that's kind of what the point I was trying to make is they're like gods in the eye of other people that control laws.
Yeah, well, I thought their authority was derived by the consent of the governed. Well, I don't consent. And I think we
How's
all...
How's that going to work out for you?
Well, it's actually worked out pretty good, except for when they come up with their gang, you know, and they got like eight of them on you and they want to try to put your hands behind your back. Actually,
that's
I did have
out.
That.
That's when you pull out the greatest weapon of all, a video camera.
Yeah, well, that's one good thing that we have today. It's a beautiful thing. I suggest everybody that has a smartphone, make sure you have it charged up before you go out and download a live stream app on it. So that way when they come walking up on you, you hit the button and you record and broadcast live and let them know that it's going out live. Well, and then you say, am I free to go or am I being detained?
I don't know if you've heard, but Indiana just passed a law this past week or two making it legal to shoot police officers if they enter your home unlawfully.
Well, that's been on the books for a long time. To resist the unlawful arrest up to and to the death of the police officer.
I think there's one thing that you could do across the board that would help out tremendously, and that's remove the qualified immunity. You know, maybe have some sort of review with civilian review board. Let's say Sean, you're the cop and you aggress against me. I can actually sue you personally. None of this. No, he's you know, he works for the law. He's impervious to prosecution. You know, he can only get.
You mean remove the Garrity?
Yeah. Allow them to be accountable. And watch when they're accountable, they will change their tune.
Yeah, I think September 1st, I did vaguely see something stating that the Holy See had lifted the immunity on police officers, judges, and lawyers. Now, I'd have to do
it's
further
very
research
regional.
In a minute. I'm sorry.
it's regional. You know, it's not a federal thing. So where you live,
well, I mean, we're on the run of law, dude.
We're supposed to be the ones that run the law. We're supposed to be the ones
I said we are under Roman law. It's Admiralty Commerce. It's back to Rome.
Roman law.
We are the ones who run the law. We are under Roman law. Sounds very similar there, Sean.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, the
I
power,
could have
the,
easily misheard
the
what I said,
that should
too.
Not be operate their system under the Uniform Commercial Code, which is Admiralty, brought upon the land. And until we rebut the presumption that we're under their jurisdiction, we are.
Now, let me ask you a question. You came in with the name sovereign. I didn't catch the full one. But so do you live a life as a sovereign citizen? Do you avoid taxes? Do you do all the things that the sovereign does?
Okay, let me elaborate. Number one, I cannot be an oxymoron.
Okay.
I cannot be a sovereign and be a citizen. Either one or the other.
Okay.
Newspeak that's being put out by, you know, what is that, the SPLC or the ADL, I mean, whoever, the police chief whose son supposedly got killed by Jerry and Joe Kane, you know.
Yeah, all right, so can you, I know the answer to this, but can you elaborate why those two words don't go together?
Well, you cannot be a sovereign and then be a citizen, because if you're a citizen, that means you're under you're receiving some type of benefit from the city or the, you know, establishment.
Okay.
They have a duty to protect you, and if you look up, if you do, what's that, Supreme Court, no duty to protect? They've already
duty to protect us. They have a duty to administer their benefit, and their benefit is to extract our revenue. We're human resources, according to them.
Makes sense.
All we are is collateral.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I really heard something very interesting the other day, and it was everybody. I don't know if you've heard of this gentleman. His name is Roger Sales. You heard of him. Wrote a book called From Sovereign to Serf. And I just hold on. If you bear with me for 1 second, I'll pull up the link. He actually says that we can shut down the bond market by changing our political status through the passport. And redoing it and getting the status of a national.
Who was that name again? Because I want to look him up.
Robert Sales.
Roger Sales. And if you bear with me one moment, I'll give you there's a YouTube link for a video. Oh, it's A U.S. Passport for Ed. That's on the YouTube.
All right, Sovereign Man, thanks for the call, buddy. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Sean Raspatello with us and Dave Cunningham from the show The First 52 in Raz Radio. Let's take some more calls. What do you guys say?
Sounds good to me.
All right, we'll talk to Art now. Hello, Art.
Hello, Art.
Yo, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Art, how are you?
Talking about this law that they passed. We don't need a law. We already have precedent set down by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I'll share a few cases with you to prove my point. I love to provide the facts. Don't need no law passed to tell me I have the right to do anything when we already have the Supreme Court, which has determined that I have the right to do it. So here's just a couple cases. First, and you can find this also. I don't have this particular case at hand right now, but the case of John Bad Elk. That's like one of the most well-known cases in this arena. But citizens may arrest, citizens may resist unlawful arrest to the point of taking an arresting officer's life if necessary, Plummer versus State. An arrest made with a defective warrant or one issued without affidavit or one that fails to allege a crime is within jurisdiction, and one who is being arrested may resist arrest and break away if the arresting officer is killed by one who is resisting. The killing would be no more than involuntary manslaughter, Bush versus People. When a person without fault is in a place where he has a right to be, is violently assaulted, he may, without retreating, repel by force, and if, in the reasonable exercise of his right of self-defense, his assailant is killed, he is justified.
All right, let me jump in here, okay? We get the point. Here's my thing.
So why are we passing laws that we don't need?
Okay, I got you.
That's my point.
I'm on the same page with you. Here's my thing. Shouldn't one pick and choose their battles? Okay, I'm being illegally arrested. My life's not endangered. Should I kill the cop? Because that's only going to bring a lot of problems my way, regardless if it has a legal precedent behind it.
That's your choice. But in this kind of case, there is a very unique case that came out, and it was the case of Adams versus State, which says, one may come to the aid of another being unlawfully arrested, just as he may where one is being assaulted, molested, raped, or kidnapped. Thus, it is not an offense to liberate one from the unlawful custody of an officer, even though he may have submitted to such custody without resistance. In this case, what the court said was that if you are being arrested unlawfully, I'm a witness to this, I know that you've not committed a crime, you've not done anything against any law, I have the right and the authority to step in and prevent your arrest. It's very unique how these cases come down.
That's a big challenge to take, though, because more than likely there's a lot more cops than there is you. And I've seen the YouTube videos out there where they start questioning, you know, there's a guy behind a box truck that was just watching something and somehow he ended up getting beat down and arrested and everybody's standing around. And the question posed is, when are we going to stop this?
And the other end of the spectrum, I'm sure you guys have seen this video. You know, it's probably in a different country, or if not, definitely in a different country. But they're at a soccer game, and the cops start beating on somebody. Mm-hmm. And the people start jumping onto the field, and eventually the cops were way outnumbered.
Right.
That doesn't happen in this country. This country, no. There'd be a full show of force.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. If you got, I don't know, say 6 cops, all right, but you've got 20 witnesses, you're going to tell me if those 20 people saying, that guy didn't do anything, that guy was just walking down the road, those cops pulled up, jumped out, blah, 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 you're going to tell me those 20 people couldn't intervene and stop that? Sure, well, they could. Why don't they? Because they don't do anything because they've been conditioned to be afraid.
Okay, no, but for that matter, let's... sorry to interrupt, but for that matter, we can say the same for not just people intervening with cops, but with anyone.
With anyone. They stand there and they walk. They've been trained and conditioned to be scared.
What was that lady's name? Kitty? What was it? You know what I'm talking about? The lady was raped, I think it was in New York. And there's, I don't know, at least 30 people around. She's screaming for help, and nobody did anything.
That's because everybody's afraid to do anything anymore. That's part of the problem. And like Art said, you know, it's conditioning that you know, oh, it's the law enforcement's dealing with it. That goes back to your initial question posed, Bob. Do we need police or no? Do we need law enforcement or no?
Well, in that case, if I see something go down like that, I'm not going to wait.
We don't need them. If people would just grow a spine. If people would grow a spine and step up and be what they were meant to be, you wouldn't need police because the people would take care of it themselves. That's what I'm saying. People are amazed. I walk into certain situations, and I mean, this is not bragging or talking smack. This is stuff I've actually done.
I've walked up to guys twice my size and half my age and backed them down.
Well, that's because, that, again, that goes to your... You sound like a very strong-hearted man, and you're obviously an old-timer because you're saying you've gone up to guys twice your age or half your age.
Half your age. Yeah.
So, you know, that's also an old-school thing. You know, I'm 38. Dave's 46.
I'm 57 in March.
So, you know, I'm guessing you're probably close to your 50s, which means your generation had a total different mentality than the majority of the generation now.
You bet. And the thing is, when I see something going down that ain't right, and I step up, I do it respectfully. I don't get up there and get all cocky and get stupid and talk a bunch of smack, but I do it in such a way that I exert this authority and this strong presence and just let them know, you're not going to do this. So long as I am here and I'm present, you're not going to do this.
How tall are you? Are you five? Let me guess. Are you 5'7"?
I'm about 5'8", and I weigh 145 pounds.
I was going to say 5'7", 5'8", 140. That's a pretty good
about
guess.
My size, then, which Dave knows how big I am.
But I still wouldn't mess with him. I'm twice his size. I wouldn't mess with him.
I tell him straight up, don't think I'm a pushover, because I'll do whatever I have to do to prove my point. I'm not a pushover, and I'm not scared.
Yeah. Well, that's attitude, and attitude is what's gotten me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Attitude. See, here's my take. All right. Well, here's my take on it, though. You got to pick and choose your battles, man. You really do. And if you're being falsely arrested, you're not going
to. If you choose not to take these battles, then they're just going to keep encroaching, and you know, it's that whole camel under the tent thing.
Well,
they'll just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you're forced
I get
to fight
that.
Back.
I get that, but I don't know.
It's hard to pick a battle.
Here's the thing, Bob. When I've been in town, I can't tell you how many times, and not just here where I'm at now, but I mean, I lived in Arkansas for a long time, and I used to go down to the park in the summer, and I'd stand out there and I'd talk to the people and I'd tell them about the Federal Reserve and I'd tell them about all of this different stuff, standing out there publicly, and I would draw a crowd just because me and this guy are sitting here talking about whatever, and next thing we know we're looking around, we got 20, 30 people standing there listening to this conversation. I just turn and face the crowd, and I do this here in town where I'm at now. And I just turn and look at everybody, and I just start talking to them like I'm standing on a stage talking to an audience. I mean,
you need a bullhorn.
This is the arena I feel comfortable in. And I've had people look at me and go, dude, you need to be careful, man. Watch what you say. The cops are right over there. I look right straight at the cops, and I say, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Nothing. Because they know I'm right, and they know they can't touch me. I don't back down from these people.
We definitely need more people like you, Bob.
And I go to town now, and I'm walking around. Cops wave at me.
Interesting. Chicago issues bond to pay off $100 million in police misconduct cases. Mm. Chicago City Council voted on Wednesday this week in favor of borrowing a combined total of roughly $1.9 billion in area projects, $1 billion towards the Chicago Midway International Airport, and another $900 million on general obligation bond. Thanks for the call, Art. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back in seconds.
The Bob Justin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, so I promised I'd tell you guys about this former Bloomberg crony who was saying that his group has a lot more sinister perspectives on things than even what they've said. Well, it's no surprise to us on this call here, but here's the story. John... Oh, geez. I love when I get into the story and I look at the guy's name and I can't pronounce it.
Well, you can play the drinking game if you want. You know, if you
I'm going to copy it. This name in the chat, and the first one to pronounce it gets $1 million. Here we go.
Dave will be able to see it. Let's see. T-K-A-Z-Y-K-I-K? Kazki?
Exixoplex.
The T might be silent. Is it Kazki?
Yeah, okay, the T's silent.
All right, let's move on.
All right, John, whatever his name is, the mayor of Poughkeepsie. said he quit the former New York City mayor's group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, after he realized its objectives was outright confiscation of firearms from law-abiding citizens. They're true motives. We've suggested this for a long time. They said, no, we just want to go after assault rifles and magazines or blah, 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 whatever. No, we know this has really been what they're after. Under the guise of helping mayors facing a crime and drug epidemic, and, well, of course, the latter is manufactured because of this war on drugs in the first place. Anyways, MAGE, Mayors Against Guns, or is that MAGE? M-A-I-G. Mayors Against... No, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. That's what the I is. Okay. MAGE, to promote confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens... Kasiek, or whatever the however the hell you pronounce this mayor. How did he get elected with a name like that? Anyways, he wrote in the Poughkeepsie Journal that, quote, I'm the mayor of one of the largest cities in the Hudson Valley, just 90 minutes north of New York City. I'm a life member of the National Rifle Association and a former member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, started by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in 2006.
Imagine that.
No longer a member of MAGE. Why? Just as Ronald Reagan said of the Democratic Party, it left me. And I'm not alone. Nearly 50 pro-Second Amendment mayors have left the organization. They left for the same reason I did. MAGE became a vehicle for Bloomberg to promote his personal gun control agenda, violating the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens and taking resources away from initiatives that could actually work to protect our neighborhoods and save precious lives. It did not take long to realize that Mayors Against Illegal Guns' agenda was much more than ridding felonies of illegal guns, that under the guise of helping mayors facing a crime and drug epidemic, MAGE intended to promote confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens. I don't believe, never have believed, and never will believe that public safety is enhanced by encroaching on our right to bear arms, and I will not be a part of any organization that does. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely good for him.
Well, you know, he says there, you know, the Second Amendment, and the very fact of the group that he's involved in, the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, according to the Second Amendment, there are no such things as illegal guns. Right? Because the Congress shall write no law that abridges, you know, my freedom to bear arms.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be illegal.
But here's the thing. Guns kill people. Okay? So that inanimate object could be illegal based on its criminal nature. Wait,
let me go tell my 9mm in the coffee table there to go shoot myself.
And a fork makes
Hey, go
it
shoot
bad.
Me.
And tell me what it says, please.
Let's not forget, Bob, that Cuomo recently told all conservatives that they should leave his state. I don't know if you heard that one.
Exactly.
Or not.
Sorry, did you just call him homo?
I don't know the way he's talking. I might want to.
All right, bad joke.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and here's the funny thing about this. This group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, my own personal mayor, or former mayor, he got ousted. But my mayor was a member of this group. And after Sandy Hook, they produced this video. I should dig that up. But they all said, you know, their little piece. One of those montage videos where they all say a word.
Right.
It's like, guns. And then the next mayor says, are bad, or whatever. You know.
Okay.
So my mayor's in there. And I ran across my mayor on the street in an alley. He was a little nervous. He sees me, this guy, and he turns red the second he sees my face. He's and he gets this twitch all of a sudden. How you doing, Bob? I won't digress too much here, but my mayor actually asked a friend of mine why I hate him so much.
Did he give a true answer?
This friend of mine? No, I don't know what he told him in response.
Okay.
But he asked, and he said, the mayor wants to know why you hate him so much. I said, I don't hate him. I just want to hold this guy accountable. Anyways, he was a member of the group, and I asked him on the street corner one day. I said, hey, you want to take away the guns? What's the deal? He's all nervous. He thinks I'm crazy, probably. And he says, no, we're not taking away the guns. No, we never do that. Never do that. Well, anyways, long story short, him and another mayor from, your home state, Sean, were arrested shortly after on unrelated but yet related charges. My mayor was arrested for DUI. The other mayor was arrested for DUI and shooting at people. Oh,
shooting at people. Imagine that. Well, it's like all these people that want to take guns away. They all have armed security around them, you know, 24/7 almost. So
I'd like to see a sign put in their yard saying, hey, it's Chucky Schumer here. Got no guns.
Yeah, right. Well, that's because they don't.
I hate that guy. I hate Chuck Schumer. I lived in the district in Brooklyn, you know.
Oh, did you?
35, 40 years ago where he started. And I've just watched him ever since. And I've hated him since I'm a teenager. I was even at the politics then.
Yeah. I grew up with Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the other end of the spectrum. You know, she might as well be a Chucky Schumer.
Well, you threw Sandy Hook out there, and that kind of brings me to one of the things I wanted to bring up with you, Bob. Have you followed the Tampa theater shooting recently that happened down our way?
I haven't, but you know what? Can we tease that until next hour? Because I want to get into that.
Absolutely.
This is the police captain, or retired police captain, that shot somebody dead in a theater, right?
Yep. Yeah, he also was the man that started the SWAT team in Tampa.
All right, let's talk about that next hour, but let's squeeze in one last phone call this hour from Fred in Michigan. Hey, Fred, go ahead, man. We got a minute.
Yeah.
There you
go. All right, now we got about 10 seconds. Go ahead. No, I'm joking. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Well, okay. So everything emanating from the District of Corruption or Criminals, whichever you prefer, according to Article 1, Section 10, Clause 17, has valid legal jurisdiction only in the venue of the District of Columbia and its territorial possessions. American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands at all, does not have any valid force of so-called law. And these are rules and regs of a corporation, as your colleague Clint Richardson has eloquently and expertly identified. So the rules and regs of a corporation apply if and only if you have a valid contract with said corporation. And in order to have a valid contract, and even the 13th Amendment intimates voluntary servitude by contract, as the 14th Amendment Section 4 says, relative to the public debt shall not be questioned, its validity. Well, it's presumed to be a valid contract that everyone has signed on to, right? So, unless you have a valid contract with the District of Columbia Corporation, none of their BS applies.
Try taking that to court.
Huh?
Try taking that to court. There's no law saying that you have to pay taxes, but yet, you know, people go to jail for all the time.
Well, it's like the mafia. They got the guns. All right, guys, we got hour number 3 coming up in just seconds. We'll talk about this shooting in Tampa and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. And